From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. There have been a number of developments today in cases involving anthrax. Tonight, in New York, the president of ABC News announced that the child of an ABC employee has developed cutaneous anthrax, the skin form of the disease. The child is being treated with antibiotics and is said to be doing well. Earlier this month, an NBC News employee developed a similar case of the disease after opening an envelope containing a brown granular substance and a threatening letter. The mailrooms of the major television networks in New York City are now being examined for anthrax. In Boca Raton, Florida, a second man from the Sun tabloid newspaper has now been diagnosed with the inhaled form of the anthrax disease. Ernesto Blanco is the mailroom employee from the Sun tabloid who is already being treated for exposure to anthrax. His condition is described as stable. And in Washington today, an envelope containing a powder that tested positive for anthrax was opened at the office of the Senate Majority Leader. Employees there are being treated with antibiotics. The Bush administration wants Congress to provide an extra $1.5 billion to prepare the nation for biological attacks, including those involving anthrax. Part of the money would be used to buy huge quantities of antibiotics for the National Pharmaceutical Stockpile. The stockpile consists of 8 caches of drugs and medical supplies that can be sent anywhere in the country within a few hours. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Tommy Thompson, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says the National Pharmaceutical Stockpile already has enough antibiotics to treat 2 million people exposed to anthrax bacteria. But during an appearance on ABC television yesterday, he said the administration wants more.
And we are going up on Capitol Hill this week and requesting an additional $1 billion to increase that to 12 million so that we could handle 12 million individuals in America for up to 60 days.
A statement from Thompson's office today said the total request would be for $1.5 billion. Of that, $643 million would go toward expanding the National Pharmaceutical Stockpile. The details of Thompson's plan arrived amid reports that Senator Tom Daschle's office had been mailed a substance that preliminary tests showed was anthrax bacteria. Over the weekend, health officials had discovered more people exposed to anthrax spores in New York and Florida. Dr. Stephen Cantrill is an emergency room physician in Denver who has testified before Congress on bioterrorism. He says that, under the circumstances, adding antibiotics to the stockpile makes sense.
We have not had cases of verified anthrax related to bioterrorism. And so that people thought, well, gee, maybe it won't happen. But now we realize, in fact, that many people that said it would happen were correct. It has happened. So now I think people are appropriately a little more concerned about our potential needs here.
But Cantrill says the stockpile is well equipped to handle the sort of exposures to anthrax reported so far.
Right now we're talking about isolated incidents where you might have to treat a small group of people, a small handful of people, and we certainly have the stocks for that.
Cantrill says one reason to increase the government supply of drugs is to reduce public fear that there won't be enough if a large-scale attack occurs. Secretary Thompson used his appearance on ABC to offer reassurance.
So I'm telling people you don't need to hoard Ciproflax or Dyno or penicillin. All of the anthrax we've seen has been very responsive to all of these antibiotics, and we have over 400 tons right now in our supply.
Actually, 400 tons is the total amount of medical supplies in the National Pharmaceutical Stockpile. In addition to antibiotics, it includes antidotes for dangerous chemicals and emergency equipment, such as respirators. Several antibiotics work well against anthrax, but only one is approved by the FDA for this purpose, a drug called Cipro. In the past few weeks, pharmacies in some parts of the country have reported runs on the drug. But the maker, Bayer Pharmaceutical, says there's no national shortage yet. And Dr. Stephen Cantrill says there are several reasons not to run out and buy a personal supply.
First of all, it's a very expensive drug. Second of all, if we have a shortage, the people that actually need the antibiotic currently would not have access to it. Third, it may outdate and therefore no longer be effective. And fourth, it may not be the right drug. That's why there are multiple drugs in the National Pharmaceutical Stockpile, Cipro just being one of them. So I think that's a very unwise thing to do.
Cantrell says he does not maintain a personal stockpile of Cipro or any other drug. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.